Our weather forecasting technology has never been better, but for how long?
If we were to see any sort of degraded satellite imagery, it would certainly have an impact on weather forecast operations.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. As the deadly Hurricane Irma churns along, weather forecasters are quite literally watching its every move. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recently launched next-generation satellites that send back incredibly detailed images. And NOAA runs the National Weather Service, which uses those images and lots of other data to make weather predictions that can help people prepare or get out of the way of oncoming storms. But the Trump administration's proposed budget includes big cuts to NOAA. Andrew Orison is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He's been tracking Hurricane Irma using images from the GOES-16. That stands for Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite.
So the GOES-16 satellite is a revolutionary satellite. And one of the keys with GOES-16 data is that it's very high resolution data compared to what we've had in the past, where you can see a lot more detail with the imagery itself. And so you can really get a better capture of the exact intensity when it comes to severe weather.
How significant or how much of a game changer is this image fidelity in terms of making predictions?
So it's really kind of a multifaceted advantage that we have here from a meteorologist standpoint. The GOES-16 data will have applications for the short term, you know, for short range hazard forecasting like severe weather and flash flooding. But also even for longer range periods, we're looking at, let's say, a 5 to 7 day forecast, maybe even beyond that.
You were at the National Weather Service when Hurricane Katrina formed. How do the images you're seeing now compare to what you saw then?
The quality of the imagery is much better. It's more crisp in how you actually see it. You see a lot more detail today with the GOES-16 imagery compared to what you would have seen with GOES-13 or GOES-15. From a good 5 to going back 10 years at this point. And because of that improvement in the quality of the data and the clarity and the preciseness of the images, you're able to pick out features which really kind of give you a better understanding of what's going on in the atmosphere itself.
The Trump administration has proposed cutting funds for the GOES-R series of satellites, which includes the GOES-16. If that happened, how would it change your day-to-day work?
You know, I really don't know how to answer that question specifically. Right now, I think that any kind of changes to the budget would certainly have a impact on our operations to some degree. How we define that, I could not possibly answer at all right now.
Maybe another way to come at it then is, what are the alternatives? If some of this data were degraded or this satellite wasn't working one day, what else, you know, what other technology do we use to measure storms?
Well, I think if we were to see any sort of degraded satellite imagery, regardless of what the cause of it was, it would certainly have an impact on weather forecast operations. Remote sensing is very, very critical to the meteorologists, and that's what the GOES satellites do for us. They provide us key remote sensing that can go ahead and give us a better understanding of what's going on in the atmosphere. And so if you had any satellite that was degraded, either because it was not replaced in space or if the satellite were to fail, that would have a rather significant impact on short-term operations for forecasting. And actually, that could have an impact on the model output as well. So if there was any kind of mitigation of the satellite data flow, if that were to be hampered, I think that could have some severe consequences potentially for the meteorologists.
Andrew Orison, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Now, in addition to collecting information and making predictions, the National Weather Service also has to communicate that information to the public to help them avoid deadly storms and other major weather. And one way it does that is through NOAA Weather Radio. Now, these used to be manual updates with actual announcers, but in 2000, the National Weather Service automated the voices, and they were a little not human sounding. One of them was called Paul.
A slow-moving storm system will move across the northern Great Lakes region today and tonight.
Man, that gives me total flashbacks. There was also a Spanish language version, Javier.
Al mediodía, estas fueron las observaciones para El Paso y otras ciudades del sudoeste.
Just not that believable. So in late 2016, the National Weather Service updated the voices to sound more like humans. Here is the updated Paul.
The zone forecast for central and southeast Montgomery County for the rest of the overnight, mostly clear.
Right? Way better. And here is Spanish language Violeta.
Aquí está el pronóstico marino. Ubicaciones para la siguiente ubicación. Aguas del puerto Manfield, Texas al río grande que extiende...
The robots are definitely improving. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.